The topic of the shiur is Tu B'Shvat, a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. So ignoring what I just said, the question really is that what is the original source? Why do we celebrate Tu B'Shvat? And we know that in the Jewish calendar, there are holidays throughout the year that we keep, and we would call them minor holidays. And how do you define a minor holiday? Well, one way you define a minor holiday is you walk in the shul, there's no tachanun. Someone once said, try to explain a non-Jew the simcha a man feels in shul when there's a chasen in shul that day, there's no tachanun. Especially if it's Monday or Thursday. Yeah, there's no tachanun, sometimes there's no eulogies. And then, you know, but I would say the difference between the Pesach Sheni, where we don't say tachanun, and Tu B'Shvat is the Pesach Sheni, we don't say tachanun. Okay, and there's some people who might eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. I don't eat matzah on Pesach Sheni. I don't. It says, however, when it comes to Tu B'Shvat, it's actually, the Magen Avraham brings down, the minhag, the custom is, and even in Chutz Laaretz, is to eat fruit. It's not just niskar, to remember it's nasa. So, Tu B'Shvat, and is mentioned already by the Rishonim, and I'd like to understand what really was the motivating factor to make Tu B'Shvat a holiday, a yontif. And we'll see in the Gra, it's not something which is made up. It seems it even comes from Chazal. Okay, and maybe if we can understand the primary reason, which I think is correct, then from there come the other reasons. So let's first see where we see that Tu B'Shvat is actually a yontif. And some say a yontif. So he says, if you look at source number one, the Shulchan Aruch, when discussing Hilchas Tachnun, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph, says Nagu Shlolipo Pneyem, the minig is not to fall to say Tachnun Betesva Ba'av and Tu Ba'av, Velo Betu B'Shvat and not in Tu B'Shvat, Tesva B'Shav, Velo B'Rosh Chodesh, not in Rosh Chodesh, Velo B'Mincha Shlofana, Velo B'Chanukah, and not in the Mincha beforehand. The truth is, even though the poskim seem to imply that Mincha Shlofanav is referring to Mincha before Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachnun. However, the custom is that we don't say Tachnun on Erev Tu B'Shvat also. So I don't look at the Luach yet, but my impression is that coming this Sunday, we won't say Tachnun and Shul at Mincha. And it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because I heard from my father that when do you not say Tachnun on Mincha before a special day, that's if the night is also considered a holiday. So for example, Pesach Sheni, we say, don't say Tachnun Yud-Dalet Iyar, right? But we do say Tachnun on Yud-Gimel Iyar at Mincha, because Pesach Sheni at night is not a holiday. Tu B'Shvat, and certainly here, the custom is to have a Tu B'Shvat Seder on Tu B'Shvat night, so therefore we don't say Tachnun, I believe, this coming, that's my memory, that we won't say Tachnun on this coming Sunday, of Tu B'Shvat. So he says the question is why not? So you look at source number three, and then the Mishnah Berurah brings down Vinogin Ashkenazim Laharvos Oz, and it's cut off. The Ashkenazim Minhag to have all types of fruits. Okay, then the Gra points out V'lob Tu B'Shvat, V'lob Tu B'Shvat. Why? Shehu Rosh Hashanah Lilanos, because it is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. In other words, what does that mean? If you're trying to figure out what year that tree is in terms of Trumas and Maestras, you want to know, you know, what year it is, what year to be Mafresh. So so the determining factor is Tu B'Shvat. He says, and then the Gra adds in a few words. He says, where is this mentioned? The Tu B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Lilanos. It's a Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, first Mishnah Arba Rosh Hashanah. There are four New Years. There's Echad V'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, the New Year for Kings. Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meister Behema. And when he says, and Rosh Hashanah, and according to Veshamai, Rosh Chodesh Shivat, and according to Beisinul, Tu B'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos. So he says, so Gra says, and because of that, Ukmo Koldal Rosh Hashanah Shehen Yontif. Right? So therefore, since Tu B'Shvat is mentioned in juxtaposition to the other Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Elul, and Rosh Chodesh, and obviously Rosh Hashanah, so therefore Tu B'Shvat is the same status certainly as Rosh Chodesh, and it's obvious that on a certain level, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a Yontif, is a Ksas Yontif, a minor Yontif because of Rosh Chodesh. So certainly the Gra says, Tu B'Shvat definitely has that status, and therefore we don't say Tachnun. That even though we feel that Tu B'Shvat Even though we feel that Tu B'Shvat does not have that, Tu B'Shvat is like the other Rosh Hashanahs, and therefore we should put Rosh Chodesh Elul. We don't put Rosh Chodesh Elul on the same pedestal as Tu B'Shvat. What does that mean? As everyone always asks, it always bothered me as a kid, we don't go see people, Ashkenazim, having special meat in Rosh Chodesh Elul, Meister Behema, right? So there's something about Tu B'Shvat. But let's go on just to see what Tu B'Shvat is. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, source number 4 in Hilchos Tainis, the same idea. So he says, Tzibur Shebikshu Simin Tavkufa Invasiv Gimel, the Tzibur Shebikshu Ligzur Tainis. They want to make a fast day. Let's say we need rain. Or some other tzara, calamity that Klal Yisrael is facing, and they want to make a fast day of Sheni and Chamishi V'Sheni. He says, "Upaga Tainis Tesva B'Shvat," and then because of that, they're going to go ahead, and it's going to fall on Tu B'Shvat, one of the fast days. So therefore, in order to ensure that a fast day should not fall on Tu B'Shvat, so you should push it off a week. Kadosh Lo Yigzeru Tainis Tu B'Shvat. Why? Shulchan Aruch says, "Rashana Lilanos Mihu." He says, Mio ever imischil lisanos, if you already started the cycle and it's important to have the cycle together, then we don't stop. Just like we say Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. Fine. So we look at the Bishyosef. Bishyosef says, source number 5, he quotes the Hagos Maimon in Perek Alchel Shofar, to the Tu B'Shvat we shouldn't fast, and he quotes the same halacha that we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Because he says, use the words, we don't find that we fast on Rosh Hashanah. He says, and he says the same thing as the Gra, and since all Rosh Hashanahs are included in one daf, in one Mishnah, it must mean they're all a yontif. So they're all compared. That all we don't fast. And He says the bottom line is that what it means is that you should not be gozer sheni chamishi v'sheni to fast Monday to Monday if you know that Tu B'Shvat is going to fall out. He says is going to fall out. And who does he quote? So if you look at the Beis Yosef 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of number source number 5, the Chaynir Limasher Kasev Dins of Mordechai. This idea of Tu B'Shvat being a holiday is not something new. In the days of the Mordechai, Rosh Hashanah, Lashon Zed, Sibur Shebikshu Ligzor Tein Dainer Shenu Chamishi Sheni, and one of the fastest of all on Tu B'Shvat. Taiti Nota. I feel the Mordechai says that the fast should be pushed off a week. Right, and we shouldn't have a fast on Tu B'Shvat because Shalom Matzina, we don't find the times for Shon at all. And he says, he goes on to say that obviously, as we pointed out, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, and Tu B'Shvat has some status of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so Tu B'Shvat is a very special day. So we have all these reasons why, and then I saw, and I have source number 6, I saw this quoted in the Luach, and when I saw what was quoted in the Luach, an idea popped into my head, which I want to develop today. And it quotes here the Aderes. He says like this, nearly, Sharishonim kavu yom zeli yontif shalom bar tachnun. The Rishonim decided Tu B'Shvat is a holiday, not to say tachnun. Hu lahaskirenu, to remind us that the mitzvah. There are more sheets over there, I think.
Has one. I gave him one.
Okay.
This is to remind us that Dara says that of the mitzvah frashas ma'aser ilanos, as why is that? Ukedivrei Chazal al pasuk shisi libech l'nesila derech halacha sativ lach tziyunim. What does that mean? That we know in chutz laretz he's talking about. So we live in sinu chutz laretz, and we forget about Eretz Yisrael, which unfortunately, by the way, is definitely a problem today. Also, people live in chutz laretz and they forget about Eretz Yisrael. So he says, so therefore you have to put your heart back on the path. And your heart should be focused knowing that we have to get back to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore he says, and therefore make for yourself signs. And in order for us to remember that there are special mitzvot in Eretz Yisrael, how do we remind ourselves of this? Living in Chutz Laretz, this is where it seems, even though I think that it's not necessarily so MS, so true, as we'll see, because it exists in Eretz Yisrael also. For those living in Eretz Yisrael, How do we remind ourselves there's another country we belong in? So once a year we take a day to remember that there's a day where we have to worry what year the fruit grew on because of Truma Semeister. So therefore, it's very clear, remember Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Dara says. He says, V'chein v'tzinu, k'ein zeh, v'seh v'tayim v'nhogim, sh'yeshnam sh'biru sh'tiknu, sh'lo lo mar tachnach sh'chon Rosh Chodesh. In other words, so one of the reasons he mentions that why you don't say tachnach Rosh Chodesh is to remember to say Yal V'Yavu at night. He says, and therefore he wants to suggest Adaras, so lefi zeh yesh lomar, du lai zehu gamkein inyan, to eat peiros and Tu B'Shvat, to remember that this is the beginning of a new year, as far as Truma Sevais is concerned, and all the other halachas are connected to it. V'ulam zeh she'ein osim kol iskur l'maiser behema. So the question is, well, why don't we do something about Maiser Behema? So the answer is because when Maiser Behema means that basically when a person has a cattle farm, and there are calves that are born, so every 10th calf has to be offered as a korban. Okay? And you stand by the opening of the corral, and you count the calves as they come out, and the 10th calf, you do a little mark, and then you get korban. And he gets Maaser Behema. So how come in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, we don't sit down, we should have a big barbecue? Answer is because we don't remind ourselves, he says, the Maaser Behema today, because it's not batal. But the Adaras is pointing out that yes, they have to remind themselves, even in Golas, even without a Beis HaMikdash, there's another land. And in that land, you have to take notice and remember. Remember that there's something called Truma Semaisris, and therefore Tu B'Shvat is a very important day. And why is Tu B'Shvat so important? Because on Tu B'Shvat, that's the day when you know that a new year of Truma Semaisris starts, and it has many ramifications in regard to Halacha. Okay, so that's, I saw this Adaras, and I thought all of a sudden, so it popped in my head, so what does that mean? Tu B'Shvat is to remember how special Eretz Yisrael is. Because Eretz Yisrael, we have some very special mitzvahs. That's what that Dara says. So then I remembered the Gemara, Maseches Sota, Yudal and Aleph, which I'd like to learn with you. Gemara says, Dorish Rav Simloi. Very famous Gemara. So Rav Simloi was Dorish. Mivnei man is Av and Moshe Rabbeinu likanas l'Eretz Yisrael. How come Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael? What do you want to go to Israel for? V'chila echol mipir Yehud Tzarech? Did Moshe Rabbeinu need to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael? Is that what he really needed? That was Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, O Lisboa mituva Hud Tzarech, or he needed to be satiated from its goodness. That wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. Now let's just take a break for 1 second. I want to go off on a tangent for 1 minute and return. So the Gemara seems to say that to think that Moshe aspired to eat the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, to think that Moshe aspired to be satiated for the goodness of Eretz Yisrael, that's lo ba b'cheshbon. That's not what Moshe Rabbeinu would do. So because of that, there's a whole discussion. There are certain Rishonim, actually, who say that when we say the bracha main sholosh, the ala michi and ala peros, we should not say the nochal mipirya v'nisba mituva. Why? Why should we say, God bring us to Eretz Yisrael so we can eat from the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, we say shem for the goodness of Eretz Yisrael? The Gemara does not consider that to be one of the highlights of Eretz Yisrael, because that's not why Moshe went in. I'll talk about that. I'm going to get to that. Don't worry. I want to do the Gemara first, okay? Well, that's the major kasha, all right? But let's just deal with this one question first, and I'll come back to the Gemara. I just wanted to mention, it's an interesting tangent. So if you look at the second half of number 7, I'm sorry. Hilchas brought Birchas Apeira, Simon Reish Ches, the Kosev Od V'yesh Omrim, the Nocha, some people say V'nocha M'pira V'nisma Mituva like we do, and the Gros says, the Torah says V'ein La Omro. You shouldn't say it. She'ein lachmod haaretz b'shvil piria b'firi tur v'tova elakai mitzvah t'luyos ba, because you shouldn't desire it all because of the fruit. You know what this means? You know, I was growing up and living in Chutzlaretz. So for whatever reason, the custom I had, of my father's custom, is I would eat regular ice cream, challah stam ice cream, after Kim Bar Mitzvah, but I wouldn't drink milk that wasn't challah v'yisrael. So one of the things I missed when I became Bar Mitzvah was I couldn't have a thick shake from Carvel, if you remember, okay? In those days, there was a Carvel in Eretz Yisrael. Now, by the way, I understand in Bar Park you can get it, okay? So you have the Carvel ice cream, with Chol V'Yisrael milk in Eretz Yisrael. So I remember coming to Eretz Yisrael and says, wow, now I can have a thick-shaped float. That was very exciting. Okay, but that's not what you aspire for. It's not aspiration for Eretz Yisrael, to eat the fruits, to come to have shawarma. So you shouldn't save an ochel inferior. Eli says, what's the reason we come to Eretz Yisrael? L'kai mitzvah sluyus bo, l'kai in the mitzvahs, we'll see in a second. So he says, however, he says, the Bahag had this. He says, and the Rosh did not say it. So the Bishosef, for our customers to say it. So the Yosef says, the reason that we say Vinochem Aperia is because the Iker is not eating the fruit. The Iker is what comes afterwards. Vinochem Aperia, in order, Nevarechacha Alev Dushavet Tahara. Okay, so in other words, when we eat fruit of Eretz Yisrael, the point is not to eat the fruit. The main point is to get to the Bracha afterwards. And for that reason, we can go ahead and no comma period, because we know what the goal is. There's a story that once Rav Velvel, the Brisker Rav, my father's uncle, was once visiting someone on Shabbos. And after, he said, listen, can I have, I don't understand the whole cheshbon here, but he said, can I have two fruits, I want a banana and an apple. Banana and apple. And by the way, they have bananas in Israel back in those days, okay? I want a banana and an apple. See, I thought it was very strange, the Brisker Rav asking for banana and apple. Gave him a banana and an apple. Then they went to Shul. There's a story that's told, and he came back home, and he needed a banana and an apple. So they asked him, why'd you ask for a banana and an apple? He says, listen, I made a cheshbon, I made an accounting, and I was missing two brachas from my 100 brachas I have to make. So I asked for banana and apple, so I can make hadama. I ate, and then hadama. But then I went to mincha, and I got an aliyah. So that's two brachas right there. There's certain people who eat fruit to make brachos, and the purple people who make brachos to eat fruit. So the Beis Yosef says we can save an ochel materia because really the goal is Rebecha Vatosh of the Torah. Okay, the Bach, see, he explains it a little differently. The Bach says the reason why we save a Nochem Imperia is because when we go, because what do we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for? To bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay? We come back to Eretz Yisrael, so when we sinned in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately the Shechina was mistalekis, the Shechina left. But we come back to Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina will be there, and then there'll be a certain greatness, a certain godless that we're going to have, he says, we're going to have when we eat the fruit. Okay? The Bach doesn't fit so well because Moshe Rabbeinu have had that greatness also, but I think that probably the simple shot is like the Beis Yosef says, you can say something else, that we aspire to eat fruit so we can make brachas in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So we'll come back to the question, like, why can't we suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz, a very special mitzvah. So he says, so Elakach Amar Moshe. Moshe said to him, Lakach Baruch, like this: Harbe mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael. The Jewish people were commanded to do many mitzvos, and I want to read it the way it's usually read at first, and then come back to read it a little different later. The aim is skaimim, and are only fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. Echanes anila aretz. Let me go into Eretz Yisrael. Kedei she iskaim mikulon al yadai. This way, all them will be filled through me. So Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he wanted to do the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. So Amar la Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe klum ata mevakesh al kavo schar. All you want is the reward. Okay, not a problem. Mala ni alecha ki ilu asisem. I'm considered like you did the mitzvahs, right? So it's also very strange. One question was very strange. We'll see the questions in a second. Is what was wrong? Why can't we say that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to live in Eretz Yisrael? That was the hope and the dream of almost every gadol lived for generations of chutz laretz. You have to learn the Gemara Maseches Suva, see how special Eretz Yisrael is. Okay, and then the second question is Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Tzchar, reward, was so important to Moshe Rabbeinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, don't worry. He says, I am going to go ahead and I'm going to give you Tzchar. And it quotes the Pasuk, and he says, Alachein achalach lo barabim. He says, so the Pasuk, so he further Gemara says, I will distribute you with the many. So you, in other words, you get the reward with the many. So you might think like the Achronim, not like the Rishonim. Toma v'tomid lomar v'tatsuma michalik shol, the mighty ones, you'll divide the booty. And you'll be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. We have to understand this Gemara. Okay, so on the second side of the page, I have the Bina Le'itim, Rav Azariah Figo. Okay? Now, Rav Azariah Figo, the Bina Le'itim, So when he asks a number of questions, you can look at source number 10. I'll paraphrase the question. He says, question number one, what do you mean, why Moshe wanted Rabbeinu going to Eretz Yisrael? He says, doesn't the Gemara know the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael because of its holiness? He says, what the Avos aspired to, and everyone, Yitzchak, did not leave Eretz Yisrael. He says, so what does it mean, Moshe? The place to be is Eretz Yisrael. That's question number one. Question number two is that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to him, all you want is schar? This is what we think of Adon HaNaviim, Moshe Rabbeinu, who was willing to give up his life. He was willing to fight for Klal Yisrael, give everything for Klal Yisrael. Nothing was as important as Klal Yisrael was to him. So all he cares about is schar? So that's question number two. Question number three, a more difficult question, the expression of the Gemara, he says, is harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael she'ein miskaimin. Many mitzvos were commanded of Jews that are not fulfilled. He says, it could have says, it's a very strange expression. There are many mitzvos that are not fulfilled. He should have says, the Gemara should have said, there are many mitzvos that are only fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. It's a very strange expression. And then the last question is, they should fulfill through me. The Gemara should have said, in order that I can fulfill them. So let's see Rav Azariah Figo's answer, how Rav Azariah Figo explains everything, and then we'll move a little further in the sugya. So he says like this, number one, why did Rav Simloi ask why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Israel? It's the dream of every Jew, of every tzaddik being in Eretz Israel. So Rav Azariah Figo points out to Bina Le'itim that Moshe Rabbeinu never intended to ask for permission to be in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Because he knew the Gzeira was that he could not be in Eretz Yisrael. He was not supposed to go to Eretz Yisrael because of Mei Meriva. However, he wanted to go in for a short amount of time. As he says, Ebra Nov Erech, let me pass through and see the land. He didn't say, Ebra Na Lashevet Baretz. Ebra Na, I want to see Eretz Yisrael. I want to see it. He says, why? He wanted to go there for a short amount of time. So the Gemara asks, if he wanted to live there, of course, we understand why he wanted to live there. Everyone should want to live in Eretz Yisrael. But the fact that he said, Ebronov Ereh, which seems to imply, Kodesh Baruch Hu, a day, a week, a month, a few months. What's the idea that he said, only temporarily? Why? He said, what did he want from Eretz Yisrael? So therefore, he says like this, what must be his kavanah? His kavanah was that he knew he couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael to settle and to live because of the Gzeira. He says, however, what was his kavanah? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to be, as we see in the Gemara, one of the Avos HaUmah. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'll destroy Am Yisrael and you'll start anew, he wanted to be together with Avraham Yaakov as the Avos HaUmah. And therefore, he wanted somehow the responsibility or the credit to inspire the Jews to keep the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. He says, so if you look at the second paragraph of source number 10, the third line, so l'chein amar shekavanasoi retsuya letachlis mula ma'od. He says, and this tells us about the shleimus, the completeness of Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, he wasn't concerned about himself. Moshe Rabbeinu, his whole existence, his whole life, was about Am Yisrael. Aval hishtadel tamid adamas lakonius barach v'ashlam azulaso. He wanted to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mashim, to help others. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Moshe was zoche. He was merit himself, and he caused the Rabbim to merit. He said, and this is what he says, and therefore he wanted, he says, there is a certain thing, and for this reason he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael to help the Mizares and Ma'orer and inspire the Jews to keep the mitzvos in Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, according to the Bina Le'itim, I see there are many mitzvos that the Jewish people have to keep that are only fulfilled, it's underlined, mitkaimot, ela ba'aretz. He says, and therefore I cannot be the cause, I cannot be the one who awakens them, who inspires them to keep them at Machutz Laretz. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael for a week or 2 weeks, He says, it will be enough for me. I'll be able to inspire the Jews. He says, and I can't do it from outside Eretz Yisrael. He says, and I know that I can't ask for a long-term permission to live in Eretz Yisrael, but a short amount of time. He says, even one hour might be an exaggeration. He says, once I'm in the place where the Chiyuv comes across them, I will be able to inspire them. So we have to understand, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you'll have the Schar. So we have to understand a short amount of time. How can a short amount of time be able to inspire the Jews to keep the mitzvahs of Luis Baretz, especially since many of the mitzvahs they couldn't keep until the halachas of Eretz Yisrael only kicked in, some of them, many of them, after they conquered the land, divided the land. What's happening here? So I think as I was looking through the sugya, so if you look back at the Gemara in source number 7, the expression of the Gemara is actually requires to be explained. Why does it have to be explained? It has to be explained because it says, Harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael, vei miskaimen eleberetz Yisrael. So, in other words, it doesn't say, Harbe mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael, she'ein miskaimen eleberetz Yisrael, vei miskaimen. So I saw somebody, I forgot to say for, that says, Moshe Rabbeinu is not talking about only the mitzvahs of Luyos Baretz, I'll just say. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about all the mitzvahs, because all the mitzvahs can only be fulfilled in the strongest sense in the land of Israel. And before I proceed, I'll explain why is that. There's a Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, which I don't have on the page. I've mentioned this before. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos discusses vidui. When Jews would bring a korban because they sinned, they'd have to say vidui. And the Rambam says, well, how do we know that vidui is said even in Chutz Laretz? He mentions the pasuk. And the question is, what kind of strange question is that? Vidui is a mitzvah. You have to tshuva in Chutz Laretz. So why would the Rambam say, how do you know? What's the havamina that you can't be mekayim the mitzvah? You can't be mekayim the mitzvah of, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah, you can't be mekayim the mitzvah of vidui, of tshuva in Chutz Laretz. And the answer is that when we do tshuva, we say vidui, as the Rambam says, we have to come with Hashem before Hashem. Okay? And where is the place where you feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most? The place where you feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the most is in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, you could say the place to Mekayim the mitzvos is in Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you look, I'm not saying this. Rav Kook spoke a lot about this, but let's look at Rashi. And I want to explain the Rashi. So it's not misunderstood. It's a Devarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches. Says v'samtem as devarai eila levavchem al nafshechem ukshartem osam liosa yedechem v'yutot vos beinechem. So he says v'samtem as devarai. So Rashi points out af laachar shetiglu hayu mitzvonim b'mitzvos. That what's it saying is that wherever you are vavata mehera mi'al aretz, you'll be lost from the land. There's still the Samtans Devarai. So even after you go to Eretz, you go to Chutz Laretz, because we were exiled from Eretz Yisrael, you have to be Mitzuyam the mitzvos. Why? Hinichu tefillin, put on tefillin, asu mezuzos, and make mezuzos. Kedei shelo yeh lehem chadoshim kechachzur. So when you come back, it won't be new for you. V'cheinu omer hatzivu l'chatziyunim. So Rashi is saying is, and it's misunderstood, this Rashi, when you go to Eretz Yisrael, Chutz Laretz, do mitzvot so you don't forget when you come back. It doesn't mean that it's only a reminder. Yes, there is definitely, there's no question that the Chiyuv D'oraisa do mitzvot in Chutz Laretz also. And it's the same Chiyuv D'oraisa. But if you want to understand the effect of the mitzvah, and what the mitzvah can do, right? There's no question doing a mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael is much greater and much more precious than doing a mitzvah in Chutz Laretz. And this is something, by the way, which I have to say, I'll speak about it, that I think our families in Chutz Laretz should really learn this lesson, understand this. I was talking to someone many years ago from Muncie. Okay, Muncie or HaKodesh, I'll call it, all right? And by the way, I'll come back to that. And I was talking to him about Eretz Yisrael, we do this, we do that. He says to me, we do the same thing here. The only thing that you have different is you have the mitzvah Yishuv Aretz. But that's not what Rashi says. The mitzvah we do in Eretz Yisrael are qualitative different in Eretz Yisrael than Aron Chutzlar. There's nothing else to say. And if you look at the Ramban says, Binei Hashem HaNichbod. Ramban points out that Hu Elokei Elokim V'Adonai Adonim L'chol Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all over the world, and that's why Jews are the key mitzvahs everywhere. Aval Eretz Yisrael Emsos HaYishuv. Eretz Yisrael, the middle of the Yishuv, Hu Nachlas Hashem, is the Nachl of Hashem, Yuchedesh L'Shmo, unique to His name. Lo Nitan Aleh Min Malachim Katzin Shoter Moshel. There's no, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints angels elsewhere to be in charge on some level, but not in Eretz Yisrael. Hu Moshel Banchilo Oto La'amo Hamiyached Shmo Zera Avaho. He says, in order to give it over to his nation. V'zeu She'amar V'yitam Li Segula Mikol Amim Ki Li Kol Aretz. He says, V'yitam Li which means that we belong in Eretz Yisrael because in Chutz Laretz there are Elohim Acherim. What does Elohim Acherim mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoints Malachim to be in charge. Nefesh HaChaim points out the word Elohim Acherim means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, but there are angels that are in charge in certain things, and that's the idea of Elohim Acherim. V'nei kida sha'ama yoshe ba'artza b'kdushas harayos v'rov ha'mitzvos liyoso l'shmom. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makadesh us, that everything should be in His name. V'chein omar u'shmartum is kol chukosa is kol shpata v'sistim osam v'losoki eschem aretz. The land should not spit you out. U'ksiv v'omar lachem atem tir So this is the idea. What I mentioned in the Rambam. The Ramban says the same idea, that Eretz Yisrael is totally HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing else that's involved. There are no angels, no shlichim. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we have to feel that. You know, the Yomar ki hivdil l'asam mikolavish l'azlan l'asarim alikim acherim betitlan s'aretz shiyahu yisbaruch lano l'him v'niyam yuchadim l'shmo. Only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei aretz hi nachas Hashem nichbad taki kol metami oso listavul avarazora u'megalam arayas. Eretz Yisrael cannot handle anyone who acts in an appropriate manner, because Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eretz Yisrael belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you look at the lashon of the Gemara, the Maseches Sota, Gemara Maseches Sota is saying very clearly that harbei mitzvos nistavi Yisrael, the Jews were commanded many mitzvos, and of all these mitzvos, ein miskaimim b'eretz Yisrael, achanes ani la'aretz kadesh yiskaimu kol yadai. I want to go into Eretz Yisrael, so all of them will be fulfilled through me. Okay, now, so the question is, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was talking about the mitzvos luyos b'aretz. So as I said, the lashon seems to imply harbei mitzvot istavi Yisrael she'ein. If it said she'ein, but the ein and the mitzvot are not kind, only in Eretz Yisrael in the fullest sense of the word. And I would just take notice of source number 14. Okay, source number 14 is Sefer Al Gagulim by Reb Chaim Vital. Now I have to tell you, just you shouldn't get the wrong idea. It's not a sefer that I learned. All right, Sefer Al Gagulim, the book's about Gilgul, about reincarnation. It's not. I happened to see this quoted, and I liked it, and I thought it made a lot. But I would never have spoken about it. I hadn't found it. So Reb Chaim Vital and Sefer Al Gagulim says that Moshe Rabbeinu, I guess, wanted to go to Israel because he wanted to do mitzvos, and he didn't want Moshe Rabbeinu. Did not want to go ahead, and as we'll see, he did not want to come back in another life in order to do the mitzvos again. So he says, if you look at the end of the first line, source number 14, Gam b'zetovin sheyes tzadikim shekosha b'neim hamisa. There are many tzaddikim that are very, very bothered, and it's difficult, challenging the idea in their head about Misa. Like Moshe ben Avos Shalom. What's the reason? So the reason is because it looks like Moshe ben Avos Shalom, Adayim Lo Kayim, Kol Taryag Hatlios Baretz. It's a very interesting Lashem Chaim Vital says. He doesn't say he was not Mekayim all Mitzvot V'Yaretz. He was not Mekayim Kol Taryag, all 630 Mitzvos that are totally Baretz. The Beis HaMikdash. U'kidei Shalo, he says, he's Yachzor B'Gilgal. And so in order he shouldn't come back as a reincarnation. Ki hu mukhrach glas, he has to, l'chein hoysa misa kashalo. Question, why would Moshe Rabbeinu be afraid of death? The answer is he didn't want to come back in another Gilgal. He wanted to be finished. He wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. And it was impossible. And the way that Chaim Vital says it, it's every single mitzvah. Every mitzvah. So if we go back to the Gemara, and we speak about the Gemara which implies and speaks about the mitzvos of, speaks about the mitzvos of, the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to kind of mitzvos. So what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was saying, I want to go to Israel. Why? Because I want responsibility that the Jews did the mitzvos because of me, because I inspired them. I want to be, he said, what does he want to be, schar? Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be considered like one of the avos. Not like a biological av, but he should be on the chain of the Mesorah, similar, equal to Amos and Yaakov. So if Amos and Yaakov, they are the ones who gave birth to all of us, on a physical level and spiritual, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to give birth to all of Am Yisrael on a spiritual level. And the truth is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll make you, in Parshas Kisisa, I'll make you the forefather. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, I don't want that. But even though he didn't want it, he still on one level wanted to have responsibility. That was the idea of Schar. He wanted to be like the Avos on that level. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he says, and Moshe Rabbeinu felt, if I don't go to Eretz Yisrael, I won't inspire them. I won't be like the Avos. That's the schar that I want. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to know something? He says, I'll give you that schar. You will still be considered like one of the Avos in that respect. And if you go back to the Gemara really says that. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that, if you look, it's source number 7, so it's two lines in the source number 7. Lachain achat. Well, actually, not only two lines, but right above where it says the Torah Chayim. It's one. It's the fourth line of source number 7. Lachain. For that reason, achalik lo barabim. I will distribute with him amongst the many. So yachol, and he'll get amongst the many. He'll get a lot of the reward. Yachol kachron nevelo harishonim. So you might think he'll be like the later heroes, the later leaders, and not the early ones. Tamud lomar v'etzatzumim yichalik shalo. He will divide. He will go ahead and he will divide with the mighty, the booty. What does that mean? That he will be like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov in that respect. And we mentioned before that the Beis Yosef shot, and we say v'nisba v'nochal apiriyah v'nisba mituva. So what does that mean? He says we have to go ahead and we have to aspire to eating the fruits. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't aspire to eating the fruits. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu aspire to? To teach us how to make the proper brachos. And the place to make the proper brachos is in Eretz Yisrael. So, I think, and obviously this is speculation, it's not just about Mitzvos Eretz. The point of Tu B'Shvat is to remember Eretz Yisrael. And to remember Eretz Yisrael is a very special place. And we eat fruits and remember there's a halacha of Trumas and Maestres. We realize that Eretz Yisrael is special in regard to every single mitzvah, not just in regard to mitzvahs of Luis Baritz. And even though it's speculation, I did something. So on the Yom Tovim, the Arba Parshios, I don't say Yotzros, the extra piyutim. I don't do that. However, I do like to learn the piyutim on the Yom Tovim and the Yotzros. Why? Because the piyutim, which written by the Rishonim, even before, really give you an insight into what the day is about. If you want to understand what the point of the day is. So, someone sent me a link. There are two piyutim on Tu B'Shvat. Baruch Hashem, we don't say it, okay? And one of the piyutim was actually inserted into the Shemone Esrei, like the Krovitz on Purim is, after every bracha. And it comes, if I understood the Hebrew correctly, they found in the Kairo Geniza, and they said it came from I think the around the year 1000, maybe before, I don't know, around the year 1000. Certainly very hard Hebrew, that I can tell you. All right? And in that piyut, the main topic of the piyut is the uniqueness of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there's another piyut which speaks about, it's a poem which talks about the fruit trees. But that's Eretz Yisrael. The point of Tu B'Shvat is to realize, the Jews should realize how special it is we have Eretz Yisrael. And even the Jews who are living in Chutz Laretz, and those Jews who are living in Chutz Laretz, who think about Eretz Yisrael, have to think and recognize, remember Tu B'Shvat, and that's really the point. That's really the point of Tu B'Shvat, and that's maybe why, since Tu B'Shvat is connected to the land, that's why Tu B'Shvat is celebrated more so than Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a very special holiday. So when we talk about Yom HaTzmud, Yom HaTzmud is a celebration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the miracle, allowed us to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But the fact that every Jew is shaykh to this land, belongs to this land, and can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this land, that's what Tu B'Shvat is about. I just to share with you an experience, and then we'll finish up.
Does
so,
he want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael like Abraham Yisrael? Maybe that's one of the things he wanted.
I know he didn't say that though. He didn't say. He didn't say. As a matter of fact, I mean, it depends who it is. Because as a matter of fact, we know that for someone who had never aspired to go to Eretz Yisrael, right? Never aspired. And there are people like that, as I'll say in a second. Being buried is not the best idea. There are people who aspired and couldn't, so they are buried here. But let me just finish off with something happened this year. So Parshas Bereishis, one of my students, it was close a number of years ago, Baruch Hashem, got married, and he asked me to come to Misara Kedushin at his wedding. Right, and it was a very quick trip. I had to, because I teach, so I told him, if you get me a ticket, and he found me one ticket leaving Thursday evening, Thursday afternoon actually, I arrived Thursday night, and I had to be back on a plane Monday, so I could be back to teach Tuesday morning. Okay, so it was like, I think the first time. And it happened that my son was not in New York that weekend, so it happened to be the first time that I was in Chutz Laretz alone. First time in many, many years. So I said, you know what? He invited me we wanted to come to the wedding. I'm going to go to the Ofruf. Okay? Ofruf was in Flatbush. It was the first time in many years I was in Flatbush. Why would I go to Flatbush? So I have chavrusas. I have my two friends that I went to yeshiva with, or even more, live in Flatbush. So, I davened in the shul. I gave a few shiurim. Shabbos morning, I was walking to the Ofruf, and I can't say I felt anything special. Okay, I did see there was another chassid walking the shul. They were singing on the streets, and you know. But yeah, Shabbos morning, 8:15 in the morning, it was 8:30. I forgot when it was already. You know, it's the streets. There's not a lot of people walking. Different times. After davening. And after the meal, I said, I told the chassan, I want to go visit my old chavrusa, haven't seen him in years. And he said, I want to come with you. So we took a walk. Anyone who comes from Flatbush, Flatbush is pretty big, okay? I didn't realize I forgot how big it was, right? I must have walked 35 minutes. And I have to tell you, it's really scary, because when you're walking in Flatbush, you really feel like you're living in an environment which promotes Torah and mitzvot, which it does, obviously it does, okay? But you feel like you're there. This is where you're supposed to live. Now, I can tell you, I've been to Muncie. Muncie is a little bit spread out. I've never been to Lakewood or to Tom Rivers, because we haven't been to Lakewood. How can you not be to Lakewood? I was never Zocha. But he says, the truth is that people feel like they're being the kind of mitzvot, they're living the Torah lifestyle in the best way possible. And I think, and a whole year, we're supposed to keep mitzvahs. And there are certain times of the year where we speak about the fact that without a Beis Hamikdash was a very important lesson for people living in Chutz Laretz to remember, for Eretz Yisrael to remember also. But I think the message to B'Shvat is to tell us that if you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just mitzvahs plus baris, but every mitzvah, as Rashi says, the Ramban says, as Rav Chaim Vital points out, it's a different mitzvah. You can't compare someone doing a mitzvah in Chutz Laretz to the mitzvah that's done in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I think that part of what Tu B'Shvat is about, I'm not going to say the whole idea of Tu B'Shvat, is to remind us that we have a special schus to live in Eretz Yisrael. Because why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, we have Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is where we feel closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban says. And if Tu B'Shvach connected to continuity, the only continuity is the continuity when we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the title of the shiur was Tu B'Shvach, the celebration of Eretz Yisrael. And I would say, what does it mean, the celebration of Eretz Yisrael? Celebration of Eretz Yisrael, that we live in Eretz Yisrael, and people aspire to live in Eretz Yisrael. And in this Eretz Yisrael, we can go ahead, through this Eretz Yisrael, we can go ahead and we can come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I think everyone should understand that it's not just Yeshiva Eretz. And there's no question, there are definitely challenges living in Eretz Yisrael, I want to tell you. I was thinking about it today. You know, I deal with, I teach boys that come here for a year or 2 years. And that's something, yes, boys go to Yeshiva Gedola here and girls go to seminaries. But they come from Chutz Laaretz, you know, they feel it's a year of growth because that's what you do in Eretz Yisrael, of course, right? But the fact is that we have to realize that the place to really, really feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to feel Yiddishkeit, okay, the place to feel it is in Eretz Yisrael. So when we sit down to Tu B'Shvach, I think for all of those who are living in Eretz Yisrael, we should be grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu that He gave us a place where the mitzvahs can be in the highest level. And those who are Chutz Laaretz should think and aspire that one day maybe they can be here and do mitzvahs in the highest level also. Have a wonderful Shabbos or whatever.